All right. So welcome. Welcome to this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. Today's SWB process will be focused on activating sacred leadership and will be led by Megan Teo-Ray. For those who are joining us live, please keep yourselves on mute during the entire duration of the ceremony. And Megan will let us know when it's time to turn off our video sharing feature before entering into journeying space. So thank you, Megan, for leading this month's live Community Call to Action event. We now turn the ceremony over to you.
Okay, thanks, Amanda. Thank you all for being here. It's nice to see so many faces on Zoom here. Just feel a little connection with everyone. So if this is your first time doing Shamanism Without Borders, I know many of you have been doing this with us for a while now, but if this is your first time, I just want you to know that I'm going to just guide the whole experience. I'm not going to explain it too much up front, but if you're new, that's totally fine. Just show up and be present and listen, and there'll be some guidance when it's time to do more engaging pieces of the ceremony. But otherwise, it's just great that you're here. It's great that you're all here. And before I say too much more, I'm just going to take a second to bring us into more ceremonial space. And it's up to you if you want to keep your video on or off for this part. I'll let you know when we do the drumming, we need the video off just to help with the audio to really get the drum to come through. But otherwise, it's totally up to you how you want to do this. So if you want to, just take a second and close your eyes, turn inwards a little bit, just say hello to your body, noticing the places where you're touching the chair or the floor or the earth or wherever it is your body is meeting with something. And noticing the air around you and the way that the body meets the air, that edge where your body's in contact with the air all around you. And then bringing your attention, your awareness to your heart. If you want to, you might put a hand there. And just say hello to that space, your heart. You might actually notice the beating of your heart there, pumping blood all throughout your body. Just take a minute of gratitude for your heart, for your body, and for all the support that's always around us. And the air we breathe, the ground we sit on, the water pumping through our veins, the fire in our heart, the energy in our body. And just noticing your breath and start to bring your attention downward from the base of your spine, deep into the center of Pachamama, Mother Earth. Let your imagination go down through the layers of the soil, down through the bedrock and the groundwater, and deep through magma and all the mysterious contents way down there in the center. All the way until you reach the very, very, very core of the earth. And just say hello to that place. that sacred space in the center. See if you notice anything there, like a heartbeat. What's it like there? What's your experience of it like there? Just let yourself breathe into that connection between your own heart, the base of your spine, and all the way deep into that center point. And again, just taking a moment of gratitude for that place and that connection to Pachamama. And allowing any of the worries of your day, any of the energy that's just not resonant for being present right now, to just slip away down to Pachamama to be recycled. Just being gentle with your breath as you do this. And then bringing your awareness back to your heart, and now starting to bring your awareness upward, up through your throat, and third eye and crown, and allowing your awareness to start extending upwards, up through the roof above you, if there is one, up through the trees, up through the atmosphere here close to Earth and into the clouds, up past the clouds, all the way to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, and up beyond that, out past the planets and our sun, up past our own Milky Way, our own galaxy, way up into the universe, all the way up, 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 until you reach the very edge. And then just notice that edge there and what's beyond it. Saying hello to that space. And allowing your awareness to spread out like branches, collecting all the wisdom and starlight and moonlight and all the medicine of above, just allowing it to start percolating downwards, down this line of connection, into your crown, your throat, back to that meeting place in your heart, letting it blend there with the medicine of the earth below and the nourishment that's coming up your root from that connection below to Pachamama. Just take a few more breaths into that heart space now. Your heart space was, if you can, with your awareness above and below and in the middle, right in the center where you are. And again, just a moment of gratitude for all that's above, all that's below, and all that's in the center. Now, I'm gonna take a moment here just to call in the directions, call in some support for our work today. So, Spirit of the East, Sacred East, thank you so much for the sunrise, for the beautiful morning dew, for the springtime. We invite you into our ceremony today to help us and support us. Help us be innocent and not knowing, and dream something new in connection to leadership in let us have an innocent, playful relationship with that idea of sacred leadership. Help breathe new life into the archetype of leadership on our planet. Inspire us with great beauty and possibilities, and just work your magic in the way you always do. Welcome, Spirit of the East. Thank you. Spirit of the South, Spirit of the summertime, of the midday. It's your time of day now. It's your season of summer. We invite you into our work today to support us, ask you to bring in the allies too, the ones who want to help today with cultivating leadership, with helping us to grow and learn and find our own voices and paths as leaders, and showing us the way how we can help and be of service in our own authentic expression, helping us come into bloom as our true selves, and showing us how we can be of service on the planet too. If there's a way that we can help bring in a more balanced and healthy and whole way of leadership and that way of being as a collective in service to Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the South. We welcome you. And Spirit of the West, thank you so much for the sunset, for the fall time, for the way you take all the old things away, make space, for the way that you help us dream and harvest the great bounty of the summertime. Thank you for helping us to receive that, to be in gratitude for all the abundance around us. We invite you into the ceremony. We invite you and the ancestors and all the ones who have passed before, who know the right way of relationship and who might be able to support us in dreaming a new dream of leadership on our planet, within ourselves, within our communities, within our governments and organizations. Help us to see clearly what a vision for that might look like. And help us to clear out anything that's not in alignment with that. Help us release the old. Help us clear out what's just no longer relevant for the times that we find ourselves in. Thank you, Spirit of the West. And Spirit of the North, the winter time, the night time, invite you into our ceremony. Help us to be strong. Help us to build our power and our strength, to go inward, to go deep down and find our courage, find our roots, connect us to who we really are, and bless us with the knowing and the wisdom to act on that all in right timing, to be leaders unto ourselves first, and to know our right way of service in the world. I ask you to help us embody a new archetype of leadership. Help us to know what that feels like in our bones, in our being. To experience that in our relations. Help us to be in relationship to good leaders and to be good leaders ourselves too. Thank you, Spirit of the North. Pachatata, Father Sky. We invite you into our ceremony, ask you to watch over us and protect us and shower us with wisdom, fill us with vitality, bless us and inspire us. Bring in the medicine of the stars and all the really high frequencies that are becoming available to us now. Help us to be informed by those and to see what's possible on our planet if we can all cooperate and learn. a form of leadership that supports that. And Pachamama, Mother Earth, thank you so much for supporting each one of us in this group. You're holding us right now. We know that. We thank you. Each one of us on this call now and all those who'll be listening later, thank you for holding us, supporting us, keeping us grounded, reminding us of who we are, of our connection to you. Thank you for feeding us, nourishing us, and loving us. And we pray that you help us to see a new way that tends to you better. Help us learn to be leaders in service to you, in service to spirit, in service to the medicine of our hearts and souls. Help us to create in the way that you create, create new ways. So we invite you into our ceremony to hold us, to nurture us, and bring great healing as we endeavor with these intentions. And spirits of the land all around each one of us, all our helping spirits and allies, we invite you in to support this work, support each one of us in the way that you do in our lives every day. And help us with our intentions, the intentions that each one of us came here with today. We ask that you support us in those, and we pray that this work is a benefit to you too. And we love you. We're so grateful for you. And Great Spirit, thank you. Thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for giving us bodies and giving us a planet where we can all come together and help us to know the way forward, a good way forward that honors you and ourselves and all our relations. So we turn this work over to you with that intention. Oh. All right. So just going to say a few words about this idea of sacred leadership, and then we'll get into a little work here. One of the ideas that has stuck with me for quite some time is back in 2012, when the long count of the Mayan calendar came to an end, around that time period, there was a lot. I happened to be around a lot of teachings about that time and what the Mayan prophecies were telling us. And one of the things that has stuck with me since then is that the way the long count calendar goes, we've just entered into the fifth cycle as humanity with these long counts. And the first cycle was feminine, the second was masculine, the third was feminine, and the fourth was masculine. So we've just completed a really long, many thousand year cycle where the energy of the masculine has been sort of ruling our planet. And now this fifth cycle that we're entering into is new. It's a time when the feminine and masculine are both available. And we're gonna have this new experience of having both of those energies at one time on the planet. And, you know, I'm not gonna say too much about it, except that the old ways are still with us. It's, you know, the prophecy says that it's gonna take some time for this new way of being to come in. But one of the things that is shared with that prophecy is that, whereas in the past, there's often been one leader, one major teacher, someone at the top as a kind of figure leading the way, that this time would change all that for humanity, that it would be many leaders coming forward, and that all the people will sort of rise up and create this next era for us. And recently that just came back to me very strongly. With all that's up on our planet right now. and all that's still crumbling from our old ways. You know, there is this really beautiful new possibility that's coming forward. That's what I'm tracking. I think that's what so many of us are tracking. And it hasn't really been created yet. We haven't experienced it yet on this planet. So that has been a part of the intention here with this topic of activating sacred leadership, is one, just to call forward a new symbol, a new archetype, just maybe within each one of us, but also start to call that forward for our planet and see what does that look like to have more of a tribal leadership, more of a collective leadership where people step into leadership and then step back and others step up, and there's something maybe collaborative that forms. And how do we do that, and what's that look like? I don't really know. But that was the inspiration for this topic. And I think it starts personal and with each one of us. You know, who are we? What is leadership for you? What is that about? Are you wanting to step into leadership? Are you already in leadership? Are you in relationship to leadership? And what's that like? I think one of the qualities of this that's really important is that leadership is a way of being, whereas identifying as a leader is a role. That's something that came up. It's like, I am a leader is sort of like an identity and a fixed thing. And there's a leader and then there's everyone else. But this quality of leadership, it's much more fluid, where we can be leaders unto ourselves. We can allow someone, one person can step into leadership, step back, another steps into leadership, steps back, that sort of thing. So those are just some of the ideas that came up as I was preparing for this call. And I wanted to not say too much about it, except to just, you know, stir the pot a little bit and actually give all of you room to explore what your idea of sacred leadership is and what that looks like for you in your life. So that's where we're going to start. And let's see here. I think what we'll do is actually, I wasn't planning to do it this way, but I think we'll start with a journey. And the invitation here is to just ask, you know, before we start on this, I want to just give everyone a second to just connect. You know, what was it that called you here? What is that feeling or intention that drew you to show up on the call today, connected to activating sacred leadership? What are you wanting to call forth for yourself, for our planet? And let's just take a minute here to clear out anything old in connection to leadership. Old experience of leadership, old beliefs about leadership. Yourself as a leader, others as leaders. Just start to tune in to, you don't need to create a story about it or anything. We're just gonna take a minute here and do a little clearing. And what I'm gonna do is imagine that we're all in a circle, and in the center of this circle is our planetary archetype of leadership right now. Just all the collective ideas that we have as a planet about leadership. That's in the center, and all of us are surrounding that. We're just gonna take a moment here with the rattle before we start our journey and just break up the old patterns and let them start to fall away and clear, make room for something new. So I'm gonna start rattling just over the crown, top of your head, making my way down around your ears, around your throat, around your shoulders, in front of your heart space, and all down your back, the back of your spine, all the way to the base of your spine. And in front of your solar plexus, around the sides and your sacrum, womb space, second chakra. Down your arms and legs now. And even down in your roots into the earth, just opening up a space for all that, all that's old to just flow downward. I'm just gonna blow a little bit of tobacco here to help clear that. Blowing from the crown down all around the body. Into the heart. And down your spine. And into your hands. Okay, so making way for something new, we're gonna step into this journey here. And this would be the time to turn off your video if it isn't already. One of the things that I wanna invite as a possibility on your journey is working with big cat medicine. Big cat, I mean, jaguar, puma, lion. It so happens today is the moon and in Leo, and we're in the season of Leo. We've had Lion's Gate this just 10 days ago. There's a lot of big cat medicine up astrologically. On top of that, shamanically speaking, the big cats are really great teachers about leadership. They're often referred to as the king of the jungle, king of the mountain, and so on. And immediately when I started preparing for this ceremony, the cats were the ones who showed up, start teaching. And so if you feel called to, you might invite a cat to help you on your journey. And if not, that's okay too. Whatever ally of yours wants to show up to guide it, please, you know, don't question that. This is just an invitation. So on the journey now, now that we've made some space for this new archetype, the invitation here is for you to ask in a heartfelt way. You know, this is part of the way of leadership, I believe, is coming from the heart. And so what is in your heart around this topic? What are you wanting to call in? Is your question personal? Is it about your own path of sacred leadership and what's next and what that looks like for you? Or is it what can you do in service to the planet and bringing in this archetype for our planet? How can you help midwife a new way of leadership that's more balanced and connected to spirit, connected to listening, connected to the feminine just as much as the masculine? And in this right way of listening and then doing and listening and then doing, or something like that, you know? So that might be a question too, or Or maybe the journey will lead you to both questions, a personal ask about your own path of sacred leadership, and then an ask of how you might be of service to our planet, to creating a more collaborative, sacred environment for leadership that's fluid and harmonious and in service to all our relations. So that's the setup. Just trust whatever shows up for you. These are just suggestions and guidance to focus us. But you know, many of you are experienced journeyers, so I trust you, and we'll journey for about 10 minutes here, and then we'll jump back on and do a few other things. Okay, so near the end of the journey, I'll give you a signal, and that'll just be a slightly different drum beat, and that's your sign to come back. So if you're new to journeying, just a reminder that you always want to come back the way you came, fully back into your body by the end of the journey. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're ready, just take your time and maybe start wiggling your toes, hands. Move around a little bit if you are in a really relaxed, still state. Just let yourself come back slowly. Maybe take a sip of water if you have some. And one of my favorite things about Shamanism Without Borders is that it is community work, that it is group work. We're always switching who's facilitating these offerings. Really anyone who has experience as a practitioner can do it. And it's also, it's a group process, the entire, each ceremony is. And so we have this chance to share and learn from one another. And so we have about 10 minutes here in which, you know, not everyone's going to be able to share, but maybe a handful of people, if you feel called to, could say a few words about your journey and what came forward. And I just want to acknowledge that we're still in ceremonial space here. We're still going to do a little blessing and completion at the end. And so just a reminder here that to be really like succinct and coming from the heart. And if you do feel called to share about your journey, to really speak directly to the journey, the images, the feelings, whatever it was that came forward, and do your best. There'll be plenty of time afterwards to have more story about it or analysis. But for right now, just like staying with the journey and the feeling and the images and that sort of thing. So if anyone feels called to share, you know, maybe try to keep it to just about a minute. If anyone wants to offer something, I think Amanda was saying to shoot a little reaction down there.
I don't mind sharing.
Great.
So I'd appreciate any thoughts if I don't know if that's appropriate. But when I journey, I go into the forest and oftentimes I go down a very dark, what feels like a dark hill. I go deep into darkness. And this time I was met by a grizzly bear, which I think is a spirit animal. And he and I walked along into a pier or marina type area. And we just kept walking. And I was just curious and wondering, and what's going to happen? What are we doing? And he eventually turns to me and looks me in the eye and puts up a paw. And we touch like that. And he looks over his shoulder, indicating I should walk in another direction. So I walk along the ocean, and a whale starts splashing around. And I wait, and again, just curious, and what's going on, a little confused. And eventually the whale pops up and shows his face, and he's kind of a cartoonish thing, and gives me a great big smile.
Great. Thanks, Susanna.
All right, we've got Jonathan. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you.
I just wanted to say thank you, Megan. That was a super powerful journey, and I really appreciate you doing this today. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, and also thank you for putting it on, SSP and Amanda.
Thanks, Jonathan.
We've got someone ending in phone number 967. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay. When I got, I saw like my lone wolf kind of complex archetype. What I got about leadership is seeing the possibilities in other people. And I saw doors, meaning that seeing these possibilities in people, like what is behind the doors and what how to open them for other people and for my own, for myself as well. And so I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and share. So I was really shown that for me, it's about doing my best that I can at all times to stay really connected, connected to spirit, connected to my allies, connected to Mother Earth, and to really move forward in leadership through example. And really, no matter what life is thrown at me, to be able to really be that eye of the hurricane.
Thank you. I think I saw Mary put a thumbs up there.
Thank you, Megan. That was really inspiring. And I especially want to thank you for inviting in the large cat. Briefly, I was enjoying a cat as a guide, and we climbed both up and down an extremely large tree. So the message that I received from that experience and from the journey was that true leadership is not coming from a place of fear. And it can come from a place of alertness and awareness, certainly, but if true leadership is rooted in a place that is without fear.
And I saw Alicia too. Am I saying your name right, Alicia?
Hi, it's Alicia.
Alicia, sorry.
Very grateful to be with you all today and very happy to be accompanied by the white lions. Actually, it was a lioness and then he came later. Very different energy for me. It was lands that I didn't recognize, yet I knew. And seem familiar and yet so distant. And then the gentle power of the white lions. And the message seemed to just be that leadership through example and just being, not doing. I'm used to doing a lot, just being. And then the eagle came and that energy I know a lot more. And it was just like the bird's eye view. I have, this is all new lands. This is a whole new landscape. It's just let go of what you know. And there's so much more. It was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And Isabel, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute.
Hi. Thanks for putting this on today. I'm so grateful to be here. I had Black Jaguar show up as my spirit guide, and then I also had Brown Bear show up too. And whenever we do these calls, I always have the polar bear show up. But the big message I got was to work in unity. And so I saw three circles in the Venn diagram, and it was like spirit, self, and then the earth. And so just to stay into that, and then my guides also told me to like do research on how the wolves lead and how the bears lead and how the cats lead. And so to look more into that.
Great. Thanks, Isabel. So we're getting towards the end of the hour. So maybe we'll, was there anyone else who had already raised their hand? Amanda?
Yeah. Natasha, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute. Natasha at, you have an email address here.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. It took me a second to kind of make sense of it, but I was walking through the jungle, and I was accompanied initially by a black cat, I believe a panther, and a tiger. And as I continued to walk through the jungle, I was then only accompanied by the tiger. And then my brain kind of went into this, kind of came back into, I guess, into what I do today and showed me how I could kind of step into my leadership and how I present myself now. I feel like I was being blessed with the fearlessness of the tiger, and to not be afraid to be seen and to put myself out there. So yeah, that was my little journey. Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Great, thanks. So I will just share very briefly that the image, one of the images that stood out to me on my journey was this big old lion, kind of like Lion King moment, at the all majestic at the top, and these girl lions down at the bottom laughing at him and being like, what are you, you're so silly up there, like you think you're ruling everything, come down here and play with us. And it was just this really sweet feeling of how, like, we can learn new ways, I can learn new ways. It felt like a global thing of, it was like this collaborative creating new ways of being together starts with play, which was funny for me because I feel like I was taking this call way too seriously, like leading up to it. I'm like, you know, whatever, I don't need to tell you, but I was too serious. And so that was a really sweet message too. And just a reminder of like, of how healing play can be when it comes to creating new things and working together, learning to collaborate. So I want to wrap up here. Just want to do a little blessing actually with this deer tail, which is really great for blessing. And the theme was activating sacred leadership. You know, and I think that, that there's an energetic element to that, which I just want to offer each one of you a blessing. If you'd like it, I'll tell you what I'm doing, but it's going to involve a water blessing for each of you. And then I'm also going to bless this archetype of leadership that was we placed in the center of our circle when we started. So it's totally voluntary, but you can just energetically say yes to it if you want it. And you know, I also want to, before doing that, just speak to this concept of activation also being a physical integrative movement. I think of activation as like listening and getting guidance and receiving, like we all just did in our journeys, and then taking action. Like, how do you activate what you just received? How is that going to come into this middle world where the cats walk? They're really good integrators at bringing spirit into the physical plane. So that's just an invitation to consider, is like, what, how are you going to bring whatever showed up for you forward through some just form of action in your life? Maybe it's just one step and then listening again in another step and so on. To me, that's the medicine of activation, is that balance between masculine and feminine, which is also the energy that's coming forward on our planet right now that I was talking about at the beginning. So before we close the directions, I'm just going to ask the deer spirit. This is a Wechal tradition. The deer in the Wechal tradition is the guide back to great spirit, the blue deer. And so I'm going to ask that Kayumari is his name, that he blesses each one of us on the call, and also just makes, activates some sort of new energy, new reference point, new archetype that's available for our planet to start moving towards more of a balanced tribal leadership, and whatever that might look like. Just asking the spirits of the water to work with us on in this way. And water's been listening to our prayers and our ceremony this whole time. So if you want to close your eyes, I'm just going to bring a little drop of water onto the crown of your head. And as I'm doing this, you might place your hands over your heart and really just hold the new energy that came in from the journey. What's new in your relationship to leadership? What just came forward? Really like holding the medicine that you received on your journey with you and letting that kind of integrate through your body as I'm doing this. And then gonna put a little mark on your cheeks, each one of your cheeks, just a little watermark here, like a X marks the spot. Two kisses on the cheek from the blue deer. And then we'll do another one here on the throat, right at your throat chakra. Again, just another little kiss of water there. And one more, two more really, on your wrists. If you hold your wrists out here, open, palms up, gonna just, again, do a little blessing, little X mark there. Okay, and now I'll just do one more little kind of sprinkle all around your field, blessing. Thanking Kayamari, sealing in this work, sealing in the new medicine that's coming, activating each one of our potentials as leaders in whatever authentic way that is. Giving a blessing to this sort of Buddha-like image that I'm seeing as in the center of our circle, as a holding some sort of embodiment of leadership for us on this call, giving a little blessing there. And let's just imagine that rippling out around the planet here for a second, making the frequency of authentic, heart-centered leadership available to anyone who wants to access it. Courage and confidence and balance, and good listening, good right action, strengthen the voice, strengthen the body, strengthen the heart, strengthen sight, clear vision, real dedication to the creative impulse. Let it move through and come out into the world in the form of medicine. Okay, so last thing, I'm just gonna say a gratitude prayer. Thank you all for staying on 2 minutes longer. Sorry about that. Just say a little prayer here to release the directions. Thank you, Great Spirit. Thank you, Spirits of the Land. Thank you, Pachamama, Pachatata, Spirits of the North, Spirits of the West, Spirits of the South, Spirits of the East. You've been so supportive to us. You've held us. You helped us journey. You protected us. You helped us release old energies and bring in something new that's really aligned with our authentic selves, with our hearts, and with our potential. So thank you so much for helping. We're so grateful. We pray that you've been blessed through this work as we have. Help. All right. Well, so if any of you would like to share more, feel free. You could, probably everyone's gonna hop off, so putting it in the chat's not the best strategy, but we have a post on Facebook for this event. If you go to Shamanism Without Borders, Amanda could probably, do you have that link easy or no?
Yeah, I can share it through.
One of the things we're just inviting people to do is if you feel called to share anything about your journey or any images that come forward after this, you know, to post it on the post connected to this event. And yeah, I hope that you're all blessed. I'm really grateful that you showed up for the call, and we'll have another call next month. We have a great crew of community leaders who've been volunteering for Shamanism Without Borders for the last year, and we're about to open up our community call to actions to them. And I'm really excited for this, for you all to get to meet a whole new group of members and leaders within the SSP community. So that'll start next month. keep an eye out for it. And much love to all of you. There's the link to the Facebook group if you want to share anything, if you didn't get a chance to share or anything comes up later. All right, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you so much, Megan. What a great call. As Megan mentioned, you know, Shamanism Without Borders is a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. So if this work resonates with you or you want to find ways to become further involved, you can check out the website. That's shamanicpractice.org/SWB. So there's free online trainings. We also have an SWB guidebook, SWB events, as Megan had mentioned, community leadership opportunities. So check out that website. And these monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership programs, events, and donations. And we invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, September 8th at 1 p.m. Mountain, led by SWB community leader Joan Levergood and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. So we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share your comments through the Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group or the audio playback webpage, which will be emailed out later today or tomorrow. So thank you everyone for joining us. Many, many blessings to you all. Many blessings to your family and your communities.